B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Beis. Says the Mishnah, Al Sholosh Averos Noshim Meisos B'shas Lidoshon. There are three types of transgressions, Averos, that if women transgress them, they could die during childbirth. And they are Al She'enon Zehiros B'nida, they're not careful with the halachas of Nida, Bechala, and with taking chala off the dough, you have to take a little bit away, and strictly speaking, it belongs to the kohanim. Nowadays, it's tomei, we do not give it to the kohanim, but a dough that's made from enough flour, one has to take off chala, and a woman that is not careful with hilchas chala, then she could die in childbirth, and hadlokas aner, regarding the halochas of lighting Shabbos candles. Says the Gemara, Nida mai tama. What's the reason that her being lax in the halachas of Nida should cause her to die during childbirth? What's the connection between these two? Says the Gemara, Omer Yitzchok, he kililo b'chadrei bitna. She's rebelled against Hashem regarding the halachas to do with her womb. Lefikoch tilke b'chadrei bitna, and therefore she will get stricken and she'll possibly pass away when she's giving birth from her womb. Says the Gemara, Tinech Nida. Okay, you've explained why being lax with the halachas of Nida could put her at risk of losing her life during childbirth. Chala v'adlokas haner ma'ik lemeimar. How are you going to explain that being lax with the halachas of Chala or hadlokas ner Shabbos should cause her to die during childbirth? Says the Gemara, Kedadora shahu glilo aleidur of Chizda. Like this Glilo, this person who lived in the Galil, who expounded before Rav Chisda. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said as follows, Revi'is dam nosati bechem. I have given you a revi'is, which is a measurement of blood, and we know that there's a minimum of a revi'is of blood that sustains a person to be alive, and losing the revi'is dam, his nefesh, his spirit, leaves with it. So Hashem says, I gave you a revius of dam, al iske dam hisharti eschem, and I have cautioned you, I have given you halachas to do with dam, and they are the halachas of Nida. Reishis korosi eschem, I have called you Klal Yisrael with the term reishis. Klal Yisrael are known as reishis. Al iske reishis hisharti eschem, and I've given you halachas to do with the reishis, to do with the beginning of the, before you take the dough, before you use the dough, you have to take off a little bit called truma, it's called a reishis. Neshoma shenosati b'chem, kruyo neir. I gave you a neshoma called a neir, a lamp, a candle. Al iske neir is harati eschem, and I've given you halachas to do with the neir, and these are the halachas of neir Shabbos. So Hashem says, Im atem mekayimim oisam mutav. If you fulfill these three responsibilities, the fact that you are oracious, the fact that you, your spirit stays with a dam, and the fact that you have a neshama called a neir, if you're careful with neir, chala and nida, then is good, mutav, vim lav, and if not, hareini noitel nishmaschem, I will take away your neshama chas v'shalom, and the woman could pass away. Continues the Gemara, Umayishno b'tshas leidoson. Okay, so I can understand that these three mitzvahs are very pivotal and they can cause a person to pass away if he's lax. But why should she pass away, especially when during childbirth? And we're going to have a number of different explanations in the Gemara. Omar Rava. And these explanations are going to be based, they're going to be verbalized as a type of marshal. And we have to understand from there how it applies to a woman during childbirth. Rava said, Nofal tura chadeid lesakina. When an ox has fallen, sharpen the knife. Which means an ox is sick. If the ox dies, you can't do anything with it. You have to just carry the corpse away. But if you sharpen your knife and you shecht it before it dies, you can use it as kosher meat. So this ox, as soon as he's sick, he knows what's coming next, the knife. So woman in childbirth also, when everything is safe sailing, there's not necessarily a kitrog on her. Now that she's in a vulnerable situation. She's giving birth. Now is the time where the Satan can be mekatrig and say, just a minute, she's so weak and vulnerable anyway, does she deserve to live or not? Or chas v'shalom, should we take away her neshama? Abaye Omar. Abaye explains it a bit differently. Tapish teirus amsa b'chad machtara lehevi. When a maid increases her rebellion, then with one strike of the rod, all the things that she's done wrong, she'll get punished for. She did one little thing wrong and another little thing and another little thing. And then when it comes to it, she gets the punishment. She gets one punishment for everything she's done wrong. The reason that woman has pain and birth is generally a difficult process is because of an avera that Chava did back in the days. As to be a mechaper for the avera of Chava, the women, they have a difficult childbirth. Be'etzev tel dibonim, the Pasuk says. So now that she's being punished in any case for a previous avera that Chava did, then sometimes, chas v'shalom, she could get punished at the same time for lots of other things that she's done wrong. And these three averas in particular can pose a threat to her. Continues the Gemara, Ukva Omar, Mar Ukva Omar. Mar Ukva says another explanation. Ra'ayo chigro, when you have a shepherd who's crippled, v'izei riaton, and the goats are running away, he can't catch them. They get the better of him. Abev chutra mila. At the gates of the pen are words. That's the time where he can rebuke them and punish them. Va'abei dori. And when they come to the door, also some type of enclosure, chushbana, then there is judgment. So here too, a woman all the while that she's not stuck, she's not at a crossroads, she's not against a wall, things, she can run away, so to speak. When she comes against a wall, that's the time where her averus will catch up with her. Rav Papa Omar, above chanvasa nefishe ache umrachme. At the gates of a store, that's above is the gates, the entrance of a chenveni, of a store, nefish ache umrachme, he has plenty of brothers and friends. When everything's going good, everything is fine, everyone's there for you. Above bizyone, but the door of humiliation, loy achi v'loy merachmi. You have neither brothers nor friends. When everything's going good and life is sailing forward, she's safe. And everything is working for her. When she's at birth, in a vulnerable situation, at that time, when she's in a humiliating situation, at that time, all the schusim run away and she has to fend on her own. And in that place, a kitrug of these three averus could stand against her. Says the Gemara, V'gavrei heicha mivdiki. So we know now at what point a woman can be checked, can be held liable and punished for the averus that are unique to her. Nido chalo hadloka saneir are mitzvahs that generally are unique to women. And therefore, at childbirth, she could get punished for them. But there are averus that men do. And when are they going to get punished? When do they get checked? When do they get searched, so to speak? What makes a man vulnerable? A man doesn't give birth. When they cross over a bridge, and Rashi says, for the same token, any sakona, if you're in a dangerous place, if you're standing under a wall that's threatening to fall down, under a ladder that's not safe, then that is a mokim sakona. Gesher v'suloi, and the Gemara asks, just a bridge, and that's it? That's the only time that a person is is searched, a man is in a vulnerable state, is only when he's on a bridge? Says the Gemara, Eima ke'en gesher, anything that's similar to crossing a bridge, anything that puts him in a vulnerable and dangerous situation, then he's at risk. Says the Gemara, Rav le ovar b'maboro v'yosif b'ovid kechovim. Rav would not cross a river on a boat if there was somebody who was serving Avodah Zarah in the same boat. Omar, Rav would say to himself, Dilma mifkad le dina ale. Maybe Hashem has decided that this idol worshipper has to be punished. And once the Midas Adin and the Yetzirah, the Malach HaMavis, comes down, v'tafisna ba'adei, and I will be caught and sentenced with him. Shmuel lo ovar elo b'maborot is be'evit kechovim. Shmuel would only cross a river with a boat that there was somebody serving avodah zara there. Why he Omar he held sitno betrei umei lo yisholit. The Yetzirah, the Satan, does not have the power to have control over or power over two different nations at the same time. So he said, it's very good. Let this idol worshipper be on the ship with me. If the Malach HaMoves comes, if the Yetzirah comes, the Satan comes, he'll probably deal with the idol worshipper. And once he deals with him, he won't be able to deal with me, and I'm safe. Rabbi Yannai Bodik V'Ovar. Rabbi Yannai, before boarding a boat, he would check to see that there's no holes in it, that there's no leaks, and that the ship was safe to travel on. Rabbi Yannai Letamei, and this is Rabbi Yannai following his own reasoning. De Omar, he would say, La'oilom al yamid odom b'mokim sakona, a person is not allowed to stand in any dangerous place. Lo'imar sha'oisim lo'ines. And he's going to say, and Hashem will make a nest for me. You should not do this. Shem oisim lo nes. Maybe Hashem will not make a nest for him and he will not survive. Vim oisim lo nes. And even if they do make a miracle for him, menakin le mischuyosov, it costs him. He's going to have to pay for it. They're going to deduct it from his merits. And his merits, which would be translated into eternal reward in the world to come, he could lose that by a miracle having been made for him. Omer b'chonin. Micro, where do we see such a concept in a pasuk that if a miracle happens to you, you could lose your schusim for your mitzvahs? The pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu said, "Kotointi mikol hachasodim, I've been made small, I've been diminished by all the kindnesses, umikol emes, and all the truths that you have done for me, Yaakov Avinu." And we see from here that Yaakov was afraid that the nisim that happened to him and the kindnesses Hashem did for him cost him from his merits, and he has now become kotointi, his value, his merits have become diminished. Rabzeira was very careful on the days of B'yayma Deshuta, on the days when there's very severe southern winds, Leinofik Lebeina Dikli, he would not go out between the palm trees. Maybe the winds will knock over one of the trees and Chas V'Shalom, a tree would fall on him. It was dangerous. He didn't want to go into a dangerous place. He didn't want to rely on a nest. Omer Yitzchok Breder of Yehuda. La'olam yuvakish odom rachmim sholo yechlo. A person should always daven to Hashem and ask him for mercy. That he should not become sick. He should not become ill. She'em yechlo. Because if he does become ill, oimrim loy, then in Shemaim they say, Heveischus vipotir, bring us a merit, and in that schus, in that merit, he'll be set free from his illness and we'll cure him. It's easier from Shemaim to keep somebody safe than to heal a person. Omer Marukva, Micro, where do we see such a thing in a pasuk? It says ki yipoil hanoifil mimenu. It says that if somebody doesn't put a marker, a gate, a fence on a dangerous roof, and somebody else falls down, then the concern is that Yipoil Hanoifil, a fallen one, will fall from the rooftop and will die. So the pasuk says Ki Yipoil Hanoifil Mimenu. That means the fallen one falls from him. So the pashup shat would be it falls from the roof. But the Gemara says Mimenu, which means that the fallen one who's falling will only survive Mimenu, from him himself, Lahav Yiraya, bring proof, bring a schus, bring a merit that proves that you are deserving of being saved from this fall. Says the Gemara, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Ki Yipil Hanoifil Mimenu. That same pasuk we just learnt, that if a fallen one falls from a roof, Yipil Hanoifil Mimenu. The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel says, Ro'u Yizeh Lipoil Misheshus Vmei Bereshus. The question is, why is he called Yipoil Hanoifil? The fallen one falls. He wasn't fallen until he fell. So he says, no. Ro'u Yizeh Lipoil Misheshus Vmei Bereshus. It's been long, long predestined, and Hashem knew this person is destined to fall down. He's deserving to fall down. Shaharei Loi Nofal Vakosuv Kroi Noifil. Because the pasuk calls him a noifil, a fallen one, even before he's fallen. So it must be that even before he fell down, Hashem already knew this person is decreed, he's deserving to fall down. The question was just how he was going to fall down and where and when he was going to fall down. Since this person who owns this roof, he did an avera by not putting on a gate, so he's chayev to Shemaim. Hashem said, you know what? He's chayev will cause something to happen through him. This person who had to fall anyway, he'll fall from this person's roof. Megalgalin zchus alidei zakai v'choyev alidei chayev. Somebody who's zakai, who's tzaddik, Hashem will cause that through him will be channeled positive things and good things. And somebody who's choyv, somebody who's a rasha, Hashem will channel through him bad things. Tonu rabbonon, mi shecholo v'not alomos. If somebody took ill and he's now leaning towards death, oimrim loy, we say to the person, hisvade, you should confess, you should do vidui. Shekein kol amumosim misvadim. All those who the Beis Din kill them, we make sure they do vidui first. And because we know that anybody that says vidui, however bad he was during his lifetime, will have some chelik in olam haba. So this person also, if he's ill and he feels that he may be reaching his end, we, the people around him, encourage him to say vidui, and that way he's guaranteed to be a ben olam haba. Continues the Braisa, Odom yoytze l'shuk. Every time a person sets out to go to the marketplace, yidoyme be'in of kumisha nimsar l'sradyoit. It should be in his own eyes, it should appear to him as if he's being handed over to an officer. To an officer in the courts, one that is escorting him to stand trial. In the shuk, there are people who are not safe, there are people who are liars and thieves. Just going out to the marketplace, you should feel already at risk. Chosh b'roishe, somebody who has even just a mild headache, it should be in his own eyes as if they've placed him in chains. Olo lamito v'nofel, somebody who was feeling so sick that he was bedridden, he had to go up on his bed and was nofel lemishkov. It should be in his own eyes. It should appear to him k'moy sheheeluhu legardoim lidoim, as lidoim, as if they have brought him up to the scaffold, to the bima, where they are going to judge him. Because anybody who goes up to this platform to be judged is in mortal danger. Only if he has very powerful advocates, then, and they are negotiating on his behalf, then he will be saved. But if not, then at that point, anyone who's already on this platform to be judged, and on this platform, the judgment is usually death. If he doesn't have a very good advocate, he doesn't have schusim, then he's not going to be saved. Ve'eluin praklitin shel odom. What are the praklitin shel odom? What power does a person have to pass this judgment? Says the Gemara, tshuva u'maisim tovim. Repentance and good deeds. Continues the Braisa. Ve'afilu tshameis v'tishim v'teisha melamdim olav choiva. Even if there are 999 malachim who are accusers and are saying that he's guilty, ve'echod melamid olav schus, and there's just one malach who's judging him favorably, who's bringing out his merits, nitzol, it's enough to save him. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, im yesh olav malach melitz, if there is a single malach there who's talking on his behalf, echod mini olef, one out of 1,000, lehagid le'odom yoshroi, to bring out the righteousness of this person, vayichunenu, and Hashem will be gracious to him, and he'll be saved. Vayoymer pedo'ehu miredes shachas, and he says, redeem him from descending into the pit, and the person will live. Rebeleze b'doish rabiyis yaglili oymer, afilu tshamoyis v'tishim v'teisha bo'isay maloch l'choyva. Even if that same malach has 999 reasons why this person is guilty, ve'echod l'schus, and he has just one zchus counterbalancing the 999 reasons for chayiv nitzel, nonetheless this person will be saved. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, meilitz echod mini elef. It doesn't say it's that he has one malach out of 1,000 malachim. He says he has one Melech, one benefit of the doubt, one schus out of 1,000, which means 999 choiv, even if it's the same malach, and he will still be saved. Says the Braisa, Tanu Rabbanon, Al Shalosh Averis Noshim Mesois Yoldois. There are three Averis, and they are the three that we mentioned already in our Mishnah, that a woman dies while giving childbirth. Yoldois means whilst they're giving birth. Rebbe Loza says it's not Yoldois whilst they're giving birth, Noshim Mesois Yolodois, that these women will die young, when they are relatively Yoldois is like a young woman. Rebbe Acha Omar, the reason that women die young is because they clean their children's clothes from excrement, and you're not allowed to clean those clothes on Shabbos. Since they cleaned on Shabbos, it's a chilul Shabbos, therefore they deserve to die young. Some say, Al shekirin le'oron ha'kodesh arono, because these young women, they call the Oron HaKodesh, in the shuls where the Sefer Torah is, they call it the chest. An oroin, as if it's a cupboard of some sort. And it's a disrespectful, and that could cause them to die young. Tanya, we saw in a braisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elozar Imir, Ba'avoin shnei dvorim ame ha'rotzis meisim. There are two averas, the ame ha'oretz, ignorant people, could die because of them. Al shakirin la oron hakodesh arono, because they call the oron hakodesh an oron, a chest. Al shakirin la beis kneses, and because they call a shul, they call it beis a hall, a home, a room where people, just generally it's a place for people to get together. And it's taking away from the kedusha, from the honor, from the respect due to a shul. Tanya, we saw in a braisa, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Shloisha bidke misa nivru b'isha. There are three boidkim. Boidkim are inspectors, are created for a woman. V'omri lo, and some say shloisha divke misa. There are three things that stick to a woman and cause her to die, and they are nida, chalov adlokas anir, the three mitzvahs or the three averus mentioned in the Mishnah. And the Gemara says choda krebeloza. We saw before there was a machlekes of Elezev Rabbonon if these women die young or if they die in childbirth. So if you say it's bidke misa, that they are inspectors of death, then it's talking about dying in childbirth, because childbirth is a mokim sakona, and a mokim sakona, that is when a woman is inspected whether she deserves to die. But if you say that divke misa, that the death attaches itself to a woman, then attaching it to a woman would mean to these yoldois, these young women, that death attaches itself to them. They don't get inspected, they're not necessarily giving birth, they're just young women, and death attaches itself to them because of these three averus. So you see that the discussion as to whether it's yoldois or yoldois, if it's women in childbirth or young women, is a similar argument as to whether it's bidke misa or divke misa. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Hilchos Hektosh, the laws of Hektosh, Trumos Umaistros, Trumos Umaistros, that you have to take off the fruits and the harvest, the Tvua, you have to take away parts to the Kohen, to the Levi, as we know. Hein Hein Gufei Torah, they are a fundamental part of the Torah. It's like the body of the Torah. V'nimsru l'amei oretz, and nonetheless, the Torah gave it over to the amei oretz and trusted the amei oretz with them. Min ha-Torah, an amei oretz says this is kosher, you're allowed to eat it, even though he's an amei oretz, and you're only allowed to eat it if he took all the trumos and maestros, and you're only allowed to eat it if he didn't make it hektish, and many other halachas of hektish, trumos and maestros. And even though these are fundamental halachas in Torah, nonetheless they were given over to the even to the Amei Oretz, and the Amei Oretz min ha-Torah are trusted in these halachas. Tanya, we saw in the Braisa, Reb Nosson Omer, Ba'avoin nedorim meisa isha shel odom. A person who makes a neder, a vow, a promise, to give tzedakah, to bring a korban, whatever neder will be, and he doesn't fulfill his neder, that could cause his wife to die. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Im ein l'chol shalim, if you've not got anything with which to pay the neder, Lama yikach mishkovcha mitachtecha. Why should he take your bed out from under you? And this is referring to a person losing his wife. Rabbi Omer, ba'avoyin nedorim bonim meisim kasheim ketanim. Because a person does not fulfill his nedorim, his children, his young children, could pass away. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, al titein es picha lachti. Do not allow your mouth, which is the mouth which verbalized the promise, and don't let your mouth cause your flesh to sin. Do not say before the malach that it was a mistake. Why should Hashem get angry at your voice for having verbalized this neder that you're not keeping? And he will destroy the works of your hands. Says the Gemara, what are the works of a person's hands? They are a person's sons and daughters. So you see from here that somebody if you verbalize a promise and you do not fulfill it, it could cause that your maisa yodaim, your young children, could pass away, chas v'shalom. Tonu Rabbonon, ba'avoyin nedorim bonim meisim. Because of an avera of an unfulfilled neder, a person's children could die. Divir Rebbe Elazar b'Rebbe Shimon. That's the opinion of Rebbe Elazar b'Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Yehuda Hanossi, Oymer, Rebbe Yehuda Hanossi is also known as Rebbe. He said, ba'avoyin bittel teira. What causes children to die is bittel teira, neglecting teira learning. And at this point, we assume that he's saying that the children are not dying because of Avayin Nedorim, they're dying because of Bittel Torah. Says the Gemara, Bishleim Leman Da'oma B'Avayin Nedorim, the one who says that the children die because the fathers are not fulfilling their promises, K'Da'omron, the source is like we saw before, the Gemara brought a Pasuk. Elo Leman Da'oma B'Avayin Bittel Torah, but according to the opinion who says that the children are dying because the father is neglecting Torah learning, Micro, what's the source for this? Do you have a pasuk for this? Says the Gemara Dechsiv, Lashov Hikesi Espenechem, in vain I've smitten your children, Musar Loilo Kochu, they have not accepted rebuke. So the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk is like a question. Lashov Hikisi Es Benechem, do you think I've smitten your children for no reason? Musa Leila Kochu, is because they did not accept rebuke. Here the Gemara says that the answer is that Musa Leila Kochu is because the fathers did not take on the yoke of Torah, and Torah is our Musa, our rebuke comes from the Torah. And being negligent with learning Torah is cause for Hikesi Es Benechem, for smiting the children. Reb Nachman Beitzchok Omar, Reb Nachman Beitzchok adds that Leman de Omar Ba'avoyin Nedorim, the one who holds that the reason that children die is because their fathers or their parents have made promises and they haven't kept, Nami Mehocha, that could also be brought proof to from this Pasuk. When it says Lashov Hikisi Es Benechem, and the question was in its literal term, Lashov, is it for nothing? Was it for no reason that I smote your children? But Lashov says Rav Nachman Beitzchok, Al Iskei Shov, for matters of falsehood, for the fact that you made a neder and it became false, you didn't keep it, you didn't fulfill it, Lashov, because of Shov, Hikisi Es Benechem, your children died. Continues the Gemara. Mechti Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi Hainu Rabbi. We know that Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi is Rabbi. V'Rabbi Ba'avoyin Nedorim Ka'oma. There seems to be on this very same Omer a contradiction. First it says that Rabbi says that Ba'avoyin Nedorim Bonim Meisim, and now we have Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi who says Ba'avoyin Bittel Torah the Bonim Meisim. What does Rabbi really hold? Says the Gemara, Bosa de Shomim Rabbi Lozok Rabbi Shimon, that the truth is that Rebbe at first thought it was Bavoyin Bittel Torah. When he heard from Rebbe Elazar b'Rebbe Shimon that it's Bavoyin Nedorim, Rebbe changed his mind and said Bavoyin Nedorim. So at the top of the Omud, when it says that Rebbe Omer Bavoyin Nedorim, that was after he heard from Rebbe Elazar b'Rebbe Shimon that Bavoyin Nedorim Bonim Meisim. Continues the Gemara. Pligi bo Reb Chiya bar Abba v'Reb Yesi. There was an argument between Reb Chiya bar Abba and Reb Yesi. Chad Omar Ba'avoyin Mezuzah once said that the reason that small children die is because the parents are lax in the halachas of mezuzah. V'chad omar bavoin bittel Torah. And the other one says that the reason that children die is because the fathers are lax with their learning Torah. And the Gemara explains, lemando omar bavoin mezuzah, the one who says that the children die young because their parents are not keeping the halachas of mezuzah, mikro nidrash lefonov, v'loi lefnei fonov, the posuk can be learned one back and not two back. We'll explain this in a minute. Ulamando omar bavoin bittel Torah, and the one who says that children are stricken because of the father's lax in limudat Torah, mikro nidrash lefonov v'lifnei fonov. Then the pasuk is read and understood one back and two back. What does that mean? So we know if you look in the pasukim, we say every day in Shema, there are three pasukim one after the other. In the parasha of Vehoyim Shemaya, there's one pasuk. In pasuk Yotes, it says, "V'limadetem oisomes b'neichem ledaber bom." You should teach your children Torah. B'shivtecho b'visecho, b'lechtecho v'aderecho v'shachcho v'kumecho. And this is a chiyuv that the fathers should learn and teach Torah. The next pasuk it says in pasuk Chof, "Uchsavtem al mezuzos b'visecho v'ishorecho." You should write the Shema on your mezuzos and put them on the doors of your homes. The next pasuk Chof Aleph says, "Leman yirbu yameichem v'mei v'neichem al adama," in order that you and your children should deserve long years. Alo adama shenishba Hashem laviseichem losis lachem kimei hashemayim al oretz, to be in Eretz Yisrael like Hashem promised you. Now this pasuk of leman yirbu yameichem v'mei v'neichem, is that going just on the pasuk before it? That's just before it. Uchsavtem al mezuzos b'seicho, and we would understand from there that if you're lax on mezuzahs, then your children will not be deserving arichas yomim? Or is it going back on two psukim before, when it says that it's a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, that even there, regarding the vilimadetem oisam, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, that pasuk also is responsible for leman yirbu yameichem, and if you're lax with Torah, it could cause that your children will not deserve long years? That was the machlokes here. So that's what it means here. Lemando omar bavoin mezuzah, the one who says that children die young because the parents are neglectful in halachas of mezuzah, mikro nidrash lefonov, the pasuk that says leman yirbu yameichem v'mei v'neichem is going lefonov on the pasuk before it, v'loi lefnei fonov, but is not going on the pasuk that's before the one before it, which is v'limadtem oisam es b'neichem. Lemando omar bavoin bittel Torah, the opinion who holds that bittel Torah will cause children to die young, they hold that mikro nidrash lefonov v'lifnei fonov, that the pasuk is also going on two psukim back, and therefore v'limadtem moitzim es b'neichem is also responsible for yirbu yameichem v'yimei v'neichem. Continues the Gemara. Pligi bo Reb Meir v'Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda were arguing. Chad omar bavoin mezuzah, once said that children die young because the parents are neglectful in the halachas of mezuzah. Chad omar bavoin tzitzis, the other one says that children die young because the parents are neglectful with halachas of tzitzis. Bishleim lemando omar bavoin mezuzah, the opinion who says that it's being lax in mezuzah that causes children to die young. Tichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, uchsavtem al mezuzah yisbeisecho, as we just read. And then the next siv basher, and the pasuk afterwards, it says leman yirbu yameichem v'mei v'neichem. Elo lemando omar bavoin tzitzis, the opinion who holds that the reason children die young is because the parents are lax with, the fathers are lax with tzitzis, my tamo, what's the source for this? Omer of Kana, Rav Kana says, I'll tell you, I'll explain it to you. V'itema Shila Mori, and maybe it wasn't Rav Kana, it was Shila Mori. Dechsiv, it says in the pasuk, gam bichnofayich, also in the corners of your garments, nimtzu'u dam nefoshois, evyoinim nikim, you is found the innocent blood of the poor and pure souls. So when it says here, gam biknofayich, what does it mean that there's blood on the corners of your garments? Because you're not keeping tzitzis properly, which is a mitzvah of putting the strings on the corner of your garments, then there's going to be innocent blood on the beged, on the garment, and that's the young children that pass away. Reb Nachman Vayitzchok Omar, Leman Doma Bavoin Mezuzah Nami Mehocha. We can use the same pasuk to be proof that somebody who's lax with mezuzah, young children could die. Tichsiv, because it says in the very same pasuk, Loi Vamachteres Mitzosim, I have not found it by a secret search. She'osu psochim kamachteres. A machteres is like this getaway type of a tunnel. This machteres, the secret tunnels, do not have mezuzahs on them. They do not have normal doorways. And when your homes look like the entrances to tunnels, they don't have the mezuzahs as they should, then that's what causes the children meant to die. And that's what it says in the pasuk, that innocent blood is consequent from that. Continues the Gemara. Omar Ish Lakish, Kol Hazoir B'Tzitzis, anyone who's careful with all the halachas of Tzitzis, Zoiche U'Meshamshin Loi, he will merit when Mashiach comes that he will have servants. How many? Shnei Alofim, 2,000, U'Shmoyna Meiris, and 800 servants. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Koy Omar Hashem Tzvokis, this is what Hashem said. Bayomim Ho'imo, in those days, Asher Yachaziku Asoro Anoshim, 10 people, Mikol the Shoinis Hagoyim, from each of the 70 languages, nations of the world, they will take hold, Ve'echziku b'knaf ish Yehudi, and they will take hold of each of the corners of a person. So if you have 10 people from each of the 70 nations, that's 700 people. In each corner, that makes 2,800 people, 2,800 servants. And they will say, we will go with you. Continues the Gemara. Simon, Sone Chalo Trumo Nigzeles Dino Shvuo Shipuchto Giluya Venavlusa. And this is a list of words where each word is a simon for one of the things that we're going to see in the Gemara in front of us. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Reb Nechemya Imir, Ba'avoin sinas chinom, for the sin of hatred, sinas chinom, hatred without a reason. Meriva, rova, b'soich b'soich shel odom, it causes that there should be many quarrels in a person's home. V'ishtoi mapeles nefolim, and chas v'sholim, his wife, will give birth to stillborns. Ubonov of noisov shel odom mesim k'shem k'tanim, and his children will die when they are young. Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yehuda Oimir, Ba'avoin Chalo, the Avera of not keeping the halachas of Chalo properly, Ein Brocha Ba'machunos. There will be no Brocha, he won't have any blessing on his stored produce. Uma'ira Mishtalachas Ba'sha'orim, and a curse will be set upon the Sha'orim. The Sha'orim are the fixed prices. If the prices get very, very high and people don't buy, and a person will sow seeds in his field, and others will harvest the crops. Shenem, as it says in the pasuk, Af ani ese zois lochem. Hashem says, I'll do the same to you. V'ifkadeti aleichem beholo, and I will assign upon you, I'll cause you beholo, which means panic. Es hashachafas ves hakadachas, which are very high fever and illnesses. Mechalois einayim umedivois nofesh, which causes eyes to long and souls to suffer. Uzratom lorik zarachem, and you will sow your seeds in vain. Ve'achalu oyveichem, and your enemies will eat from the harvest of what you've sown. Al tikri beholo, the beginning of the pasuk, it says, it's, we saw in the pasuk, v'fkadeti aleichem beholo, which means that I will assign upon you panic. The Gemara says, Al tikri beholo, don't just read it beholo, which means panic, rather elo bechalo, consequent to the avera of not keeping the halachas of chalo. V'im noisnim, but if a person does give chala and keep the halachas of chala properly, misborchin, then he'll have a lot of bracha, shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'reishis arisoiseichem titnu lakoyin, you should give the first of your dough to the kohen. Laniach brocha el beischa, and that will cause that in your home you'll have a lot of brocha. Continues the Braisa, Ba'avoin bitl trumais umaisrois, for the avera of not keeping the halachas of trumais umaisrois properly, shomayim ne'etzorin milohirid tal umotor, then the skies will not, they will withhold rain and dew. Va'yoker hoive, and high prices will become normal. Va'asochor oved, and profit will be lost. Ubnei odom rotzin achar parnasoson ve'in magim, people will race after their sustenance, their livelihood, and they will not attain it. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, tzio gam choim yigzelu meimei sheleg. The dry and warm season, which is the trumas and maisers that you're supposed to be giving in the summer when you harvest your crops, then what happens, because of those averus that you do in the summer, they will steal the waters of the snowy seasons, and they will cause that the rain and dew will not fall in the time of rain. Sha'ol chato, because they have sinned to their depths by not taking and not keeping the halachas of trumas and maisers. My mashma. How do you see that in this pasuk we just mentioned? Tonad ber b'shmoel. And like we explained, b'shvil dvorim shetzivisi eschem yimoyis hachama, because of those mitzvahs that I told you to do in the summer, which is separating trumas and maisers, v'lo yasisem, and you did not do that, yigzalu mimchem, mikem meimei sheleg, b'yimoyis hageshomim, the waters of the snow will be stolen from you in the winter time. But if a person does give trumas and maisers, misborchin, he'll have a brocha. Shenema, where does it say that in the pasuk? It says, "Haviu es kol maser el beis ha'itza." Hashem says, "Bring the maisers into the storehouses, vihi teref bevesi, in order that there should be food in my house for those who serve in the beis hamikdash, the kohenim, the levim." Ubechanuni no bezoiso, mar Hashem tzvokis. Hashem says, "You can test me on this." If consequent to you giving trumas and maisers, not only will you not become poor, but I'm going to open the windows of the skies for you. And I will pour bracha onto you without limit. Ad belidai. The Gemara says, "My ad belidai." What do these words ad belidai mean? Without a limit. Omar Rami Barav, Omar Rav, Sheyivlu sifseisechem miloy mardai. There's going to be so much bracha that your lips are going to wear out from saying enough. Continues the Gemara. This is the next brisa, the next memra on the list. Ba'avoin gozel hagoivoy oile. Because of gezel, robbery, locusts come forth. V'hara'av hoive, and hunger becomes the norm. People will eat the flesh of their own children. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Shimu adovar azer porois haboshen. You, the cows of Boshon, should hear. Asher bahar shomrein, those who dwell in the mountains of the shomrein. Ha'ishkois dalim, those that oppress the poor. Ha'reitzatzois of yoinim, and to crush the needy. And we're soon going to see that the pasuk is addressing the cows, the porois haboshon. It's not addressing cows, it's addressing people that are living very materialistic lives, and they are accused of robbery, of thieving. Omar Rava, kegoyin hanin noshe de mechoiza, is talking about or referring to the women in a place called mechoiza. The ochlon, they eat, v'loy avdon, and they don't work, they don't bring in any money, and they eat more than they need to eat. And that's some form of gezel. You're taking and you're not giving. Uchsiv. And regarding those people who are guilty of gezel, of robbery, the pasuk says, "He kesi eschem b'shidofoin u'b'yerokoin." I've stricken you with blast and with mildew. Harbois ganuseichem v'karmeichem. And your many gardens and vineyards, or te'enechem v'zeizechem, and your fig trees and your olive trees, yoichal ha'gozom, the gozom are going to devour them, are going to eat them. Uchsiv, and it says, yeser ha'gozom, anything that the gozom left over, ochalo arbe, the locusts will eat. V'yeser ha'arbe, anything that the arbe, the locusts left over, ochal ha'yolek, the yelek is going to eat it. V'yeser ha'yelek, oichel hachosil, and whatever the yelek leaves over, the chosil is going to eat. Uchsiv, and it says in the pasuk, vayigzoir al yomin, he's going to snatch on his right, v'roiv, and he'll still be hungry. Vayoichel al smoil, he's going to eat on the left, v'loisoveyu, he's not going to be satisfied. Ish besar zroi o yoichelu, and the person will end up eating the flesh of his arm. Says the Gemara, "Al tikra basar zroi, do not read it the flesh of his arm, rather elo basar zaroi, the flesh of his of his body, which means his offspring, his children. So you see here that from Gezel, which is what the Psukim are talking about, all these terrible things happen. And Emir Tashem, in our next shiur, we're going to continue from here.